Well, here we go again, another week of the Davabet Welsh Premier League podcast. We'll have a look back at the Welsh Cup with Mark Jonah-Jones and, of course, look forward as we get closer to the end of the season to this weekend's matches. Jonah, it seems a bit of a Welsh Premier League lockout, the semi-finals of the Welsh Cup. Are you surprised at that?
No, not really, Mark. I think it went to form. You know, the bookies, as we say again, weren't far wrong. You know, the most probably the one surprising result of the Welsh Cup quarter final was perhaps the convincing victory by Airbus 3-0 against Bala. I mean, that is a convincing victory in the quarter final of a cup as well. I was surprised to see that. I think most people were as well. You know, 3-0, James Murphy, Matty McGinn and Kevin Montero getting the goals in the first half. And obviously the game was put to bed by a half time. I know Airbus, you know, they're desperate to get to a Welsh Cup final, but Bala, you know, they were surely keen as well to get to the Welsh Cup final, so that was a disappointing result for Bala, but a magnificent one for Airbus. Gap Connors, Key Cardiff met. I thought it was a real good, you know, good game. All hinged on, I think we spoke last week, first goal was very important, and Nathan Wolf just nicked the goal just before half-time as the Met were sort of imposing themselves on the game. But I think Morrison, the manager, Andy Morrison, he got his tactics right. He set about them a bit more physically than they would, and they were strong on set plays, Gap Connors Key. And they know how to win football games at the moment, and they, you know, they sort of eased through in the second half, 2-0. Cumbrian Celtic and Port Talbot, I think it was two pieces of Luke Bowen magic which won them the game, because I've had reports off a lot of the Port Talbot players at Cumbrian Celtic were excellent. So, you know, they've done themselves and the Nathaniel Carr's League proud Cumbrian Celtic. Well done. But Port Talbot have made it to the semi-final. And the New Saints, I mean, I was watching the highlights on Scorio last night. They had a few chances, Newtown, to get the equaliser in the second period. But they're there again. So there's, you know, three big guns at present. And the Steelmen, you know, they're eager to get amongst them. It lines up for a great semi-final, mate.
Now, coming back to that Airbus result, I mean, that's no mean feat overhauling Bala, is it? What does that say about Airbus's cup chances in the semis? But also, what does it say about their chances of possibly finishing higher than Bala?
They're 10 points behind Bala, by the way, now. There's seven games to go or six games to go. That's a massive turnover. I don't think they can turn over 10 points. But if they go on a run, as we've been saying all year, who knows? But that's a strong, very, very strong performance to defeat Bala 3-0 in, like we say, in the quarter final of the cup. It'll breed confidence big time for Airbus, and I'm sure they will go into the semi final as strong favourites against Port Talbot.
Judging by Cardiff Met's performance against the Nomads, could Cardiff Met survive in the Welsh Premier League? Are they streetwise enough?
Yeah, well, you've just taken the word out of my mouth, because the goal that Connors Key scored against Cardiff Met, it was the first goal was sort of a Welsh Premier goal in football attire levels, where they, you know, they drop the ball right down the keeper and the big men go up and they impose themselves physically, and it looked like they just didn't deal with that well enough, the Met. I think Christian Edwards will be a little bit disappointed with the way they conceded that. But they also, Les Davis, you know, he was a constant threat physically to the back four of the Met. You know, they got some real good players there, but I think I'm sure they would be helped out by a bit more physicality in their team. I think if they got an imposing maybe one centre midfielder and one striker, because they're two centre halves, they looked a marvellous partnership. But physically, I think if they come into the Welsh Premier, they could do with just a touch more physicality. Football-wise, they're a wonderful football team, and they got some very decent players.
More importantly, word on the street is, the corporate hospitality at Cardiff Met is something to be desired. The sandwiches at Oak Cuisine, I bet you got your lips around some of them. What was it like?
Yeah, I beat Tommy 2-1 on Welsh cakes, but he destroyed a few packs of sandwiches because they were for nothing, and I didn't expect anything else.
They got the catering students on the job, did they? Is that why it was so good?
Oh, marvellous. Absolutely marvellous. There was nobody starving at half time. But we were on the gantry about 1,000 foot in the air with no roof on it. So there was no time to unpack the sandwiches up there, Mark.
Well, look, good news for all you journalists. Hoping that Cardiff Met go up next season, the sandwiches are good. So the press box hospitality be great, whatever the football's like. Looking ahead to the semi-finals quickly, Jonah, we've touched on them a little bit. The one that I find quite interesting is Petalbert against Airbus. Look, Airbus are on a flyer at the moment. They're scoring for fun. Petalbert, though, look, this is their last chance saloon. And we all know when these two teams play each other, wherever it may be, it's feisty, and there's tackles, and there's atmosphere, and there's emotion. And you wonder whether the emotion of this match might get in the way of the real football.
Well, it's a vital game, as you said, to both clubs. Absolutely vital. Airbus may be, you know, the form favourites. You know, they're at fifth place in the league, and Port Talbot are at 10th place in the league. But the Cup, it just produces different results on different days, like you said. And I was at the first round game, like I said, when Port Talbot played Cambrian and Clydach, and they very easily could have gone out on the night. The word is that Cwm Brân Celtic, Stephen Cann had a marvellous game for Port Talbot, their goalkeeper on Saturday, against Cwm Brân Celtic. Again, sometimes, Mark, the old saying, your name may be on the trophy, or, you know, you may get to the final. Whichever way you get to the final, doesn't matter. This is you're not building pedigree, league pedigree. You're building a cup final team to try and get to the cup final. And so far, Andy Dyer's done it. Who's to say, you know, they can upset the odds and upset the favourites in a semi-final, Airbus.
And then the other one, of course, is TNS against Nomads. Now, would it be fair to say, of all of the names in the hat, that Nomads are perhaps the best equipped at this moment in time to beat TNS? Because I fancy them to get more of a result out of TNS than I honestly fancy an Airbus or a Petalbert to do that at the moment.
Listen, people could play well against TNS, which they have done, no doubt, 4 points out of six. Andy Morrison is absolutely brilliant what he's got. But listen, nobody wanted TNS in that draw on Saturday, right? I think they came first out of the hat. And everybody was just taking cover when their ticket came out. And it's the Nomads who've got to play them. Nomads may have the best pedigree, may have the best record against them this year, but it's all about the semi-final. Now, like I said about the other game, form in semi-finals goes out of the window. It's all about getting to the final. I'm sure Morrison now psychologically knows he can beat TNS, which might be a big thing. But the smart money will still be on a TNS and Airbus final.
And I suppose the added benefit to that is they're neutral venues, both of them. So, you know, it's not as if TNS, they were first out of the hat, but they haven't got home advantage, have they?
No, definitely. And, that's the way semi-finals should be on neutral venues. They always usually are on neutral venues. The Cup final last year was a special event when Newtown hosted TNS. And, you know, it paid off brilliantly with almost a 2,000 crowd. But semi-finals should be at neutral venues. And it's a great footballing day. The Welsh Cup semi-finals is a great footballing day. And good luck to all four teams involved.
Matters off the pitch now. Well, sort of, because it's about a pitch. It's about a 3G pitch. Good news for Aberystwyth Town this week. They've managed to take another step closer to getting that 3G pitch and developing the new facilities. I'm glad to say that Tony Bates joins me on the line to explain a bit more. How are you, Tony?
I'm very, very well, thanks, Mark. Very well.
You must be very well and very delighted with the news you've got this week. So what's happened now?
So we've started negotiations some time ago with a local housing association. And I'm pleased to say that the various hoops and hurdles that we had to go through were completed at 10:27 on Friday morning. So talk about 11th hour, it was the 11:59 minute of the journey.
Have you got any nails left?
None at all. My hair is a lot greyer than it was when we started this journey.
A lot of loose ends to tie up, a lot of hurdles to jump over, paperwork coming out all over the place. It must have been a time, Tony, you thought, oh, give up on this.
Well, I calculate that I've been involved in over 1,000 emails on this journey. No, I never despaired. I always thought that we would get there eventually, although the last week was I hardly slept at all.
What does this pitch, what does this project bring to Aberystwyth?
Massive benefits, in my view. Community benefits, in my view, although there's an excellent rugby club here as well. Football is the primary sport in the town. But you can see the number of different teams that hopefully will take advantage of the pitch. But also, I'm hoping that we can spread the net very widely. I'd love to see a solicitors and a five-a-side, a builders five-a-side, just five-a-side tournaments. I'd like to see tournaments all over the place. Quite frankly, I would like to see this the pitch used 24/7. I really would.
Well, I think the solicitors have made enough out of Aberystwyth Town and the very bits of the constituent to make this happen, so I'm sure the solicitors would be more than happy to have a celebratory game on the new turf.
Well, be nice to hear. Be nice to know.
And, of course, finally, you've done the bit off the pitch now. I suppose you're nagging the boys to make sure that Europe's a certainty next season on the pitch, are you?
The trouble this year is the lads have been very inconsistent. At times they've played so well they could beat any team in the league, and at other times they haven't been as good. If we could be a consistent team, there's no question I think Aberystwyth would always be a top team, but we're not. Yeah. Inevitably, we are looking forward to try and get into Europe this year, having been in Europe 2 or 3 years ago and experienced that. I think we know what we're doing in Europe now, and so it would be nice if we could make it.
Well, all the best for the rest of the season. It's been one heck of a season for all the teams on the pitch. Very topsy-turvy. Yep. But more importantly, you've got the pitch for them to play on next season, and that'll all be done by the summer. Let's get on with league action now then. Three crackers on Friday, especially perhaps Bangor against ABBA. Who's going to win that one, Jonah?
Just so unpredictable again, so unpredictable. This the reason why most probably they are, like you said, they are, in the bottom six at the start of the season. Their targets definitely would have been, I think, top six. But it's a tough league. It's a tough league. Bangor, tremendous win last week, 1-0 down at Carmarthen. And that just sums up the way, this league has played throughout this season. I watched Carmarthen a week before at Aberystwyth, beat Aberystwyth 4-2. Wonderful televised performance by a young team. They looked like they were on a run then to go and steal seventh place pretty early. What happens? They have a home fixture against the Citizens. Citizens nick a 1-0 away victory and the battle's back on.
And the Davabet odds say that it's 6-4 for a home Bangor win, 8-5 for an Aberystwyth win, and 23-10 for the draw. All the odds, of course, on the Davabet website as per usual. Please gamble responsibly. A 7:45 kickoff for that one, Jonah. And look, both Bangor and Aber have had more points than the two teams above them. That would have shown if they'd both pulled their socks up at the first half of the season, they wouldn't be battling for seventh place. They'd be comfortable in that top half, possibly even pushing for a higher place.
I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because when you put the teletext on, and even when the league is put on now, I think it should be put on in two halves because it does look a little bit silly. And there's so many people not involved in the league will be looking at that and saying, oh, why are that team got 36 and 35 points? And the team in sixth place got 34. So that's just another little idea. Maybe that it could get across to people that they could put Championship Conference at the top and the Playoff Conference as two separate leagues, because they are two separate leagues until the end of the season now.
Well, Bala against Nomads could be tight as well. That's another Friday night game. Bala, of course, wanting revenge from losing in the Cup. Jonah, how far could Nomads go in this league? Could they be second?
Like I said, it's so tight. There's 6 points. Bala got a game in hand. Gapcon is key, a 6 points behind Bala. To pick up 6, maybe 9 points over the space of 6 or 7 games, it'd have to be a bit of a flop now from Bala's end of the season. I still see Bala, I think, ending up as second. It'd be a tough battle with MBI Llandudno, who've had a wonderful season. But the Nomads are the team at the moment. We said 2 or 3 weeks ago, they're a tough team to beat. We mentioned Ashley Morris as Mr. Dependable the other week for Bala. Tell you what, Mac, this fella at the other end, John Danby, I think he's won the player of the season for Chester a couple of seasons ago, and he's making some smart saves, and he's stiffened up that defence, that experienced defence of Gapcon is key, and they're a tough team to beat now.
while the odds say 8-11 for a Bala home win, 16-5 for a Gap Connors Key win, and 11-4 for the draw. Of course, 7:45 it starts at Maes Tegid. Please do get down there if you can. And then the other Friday game to look at, quite an interesting one, New Saints against MBI Llandudno. New Saints a stealer at 1-4 on for the home win. It's 17-2 for the away win, and it's 9-2 for the draw. Now, Jonah, TNS have been banging them in for fun again now, back in their mojo. What is it, 11 goals without response in the last two league matches? So maybe what Morgs needs to do at MBI is just put 11 men behind the goal and hurry up and keep it that way to the 89th minute.
Well, I don't think Morgs have got into third place by putting men behind the ball all season. And in fact, they've done well. I think they drew against TNS. Yeah, they got beat home then, 3-2, scoring a late goal. They just haven't played that way all season, as you said. But if Llandudno and Alan Morgan haven't learned anything about attacking teams and gaining points this season, I'm sure they'll do exactly the same on Friday evening. 17-2 may seem a long shot. I'm sure there's a few Llandudno punters will take that bet.
And Scorio have already decided that they're going to attend the game between TNS and Newtown on Saturday, March the 26th. And that's the one they feel will be the day when TNS lift the title. So that's about four games before TNS lift the title. Does that seem a fair call? Four wins and it's theirs?
Well, they've got to get the four wins yet. You know, I mean, we can presume anything. You know, I mean, I'll use the term that everybody might be starting to get fed up of. Who would have presumed Leicester City would have been top of the Premier League? Football doesn't paint a perfect picture all the time, and there are surprises. You know, who's to say that Alan Morgan's team won't win every game now, or Bala won't win every game? TNS might not be the league winners. They look the league winners. They look odds on the league winners. They're 9 points clear. Just don't forget, Mac, this league has been the most unpredictable league. The only thing that has ironed its way out in the end is the cream's come to the top with TNS. But I'm sure that top six of Bala, MBI Llandudno, Gap Connors Key, Airbus and Newtown, I don't see TNS going every game through to the end of the season unbeaten.
Well, while we're talking about counting down the games on Saturday, time is ticking for the Bluebirds, isn't it? Mathematically, they can still start a survival run in a couple of games' time and stay in the league. But, Jonah, let's face it, time is ticking against them, and it's Port Talbot on Saturday.
Yeah, the time is ticking. It's going right, you know, right to the midnight hour as well now, if they were to get anything. You know, they got a draw in their last game at Real, which was a good point. It, you know, obviously for the players, it keeps their mentality good. But this, you know, I've mentioned it, maybe might have mentioned it, you know, too often, but it is last chance saloon. It's simple. The Bluebirds have to beat the Steelmen at the Bridge Meadow this Saturday if their season is to continue.
Let's look at the Davabet odds. Haverford West 21-10 for that game. Port Talbot 11-10 for the away win, and it's 5-2 for the draw. Now, Carmarthen meet Rhyl. Carmarthen are evens to win that game. Rhyl 12-5 for the win, and 12-5 for the draw. The Old Gold are certainly getting themselves together, Jonah. How do you think this one's going to end up?
Well, it's almost exactly the same scenario for Rhyl as it is for Haverford West. Simply, Rhyl have to come and get 3 points against the Old Gold. Otherwise, you know, their season could be about just credibility and playing their last few games out. Young Niall McGuinness will know. You know, he got a point in his first game, which is acceptable. And it's a good start for him as a young manager. He may want to come down here and he'll take a point on the road at Carmarthen. But for his club, it has to be threes now. It has to be 3 points now. Carmarthen will definitely want to win to stay, you know, chasing that seventh spot. They'll be disappointed after their 1-0 home defeat by Bangor last week. And they won't want Rhyl creating a North Wales double in the space of 7 days down at Richmond Park. So everything to play for in the game. Unbelievably still, everything to play for.
And Rhyl have had a bit of a clear out in the past few days. Derek Taylor's gone to Conwy Borough. Aaron Bowen has joined Camel Laird, rejoined Camel Laird rather. And Corey Williams has gone back to Colwyn Bay. The winds of change blowing through Rhyl at the moment. Is that a sign that they feel they need to get their decks in order for a lower league? Or, you know, what's the point of moving those players out now at this time of the season?
Well, the young man has obviously gone and made a decision on who he wants and who he doesn't want. So at least, you know, he's making his authority felt. He may feel there might be a couple of... you can get this when you're a manager, Mark. Not maybe the wrong word, but there might be some hanger-oners who just, you know, you don't need that at this time. He might not need a certain type of character, you know. And he might have just said, I want my type of character in from now until the end of the season, no matter what happens, and I'm going to put my imprint on it. Obviously, that 90% says it'll all be about next season. But if he were to beat the Old Gold and win two or three quick games in a row, the lifeline's still there.
And last but not least, then, Newtown against Airbus on the Saturday, 2:30 kickoff, 21-10 with Davibet for a Newtown home win. Airbus are 11-10 for the away win and 5-2 for the draw. What do you think, Jonah?
Well, we spoke earlier on the podcast about Airbus's magnificent 3-0 win last week. Are they now fully fit? Is everybody available? Will this be the Airbus that we've been used to seeing in the last couple of seasons? Newtown, as we say every week, they can turn it on in the big games. Will Chris Hughes, at this stage of the season, be prepared to go up all guns blazing and risk players we may now need for that Euro playoffs? He has his own way of doing it, and nobody can argue with it because he did it last year. You know, it has a lot about it. Airbus, Newtown. After last week, I think I'd make Airbus as favourites if they had to get a run of consistency now. But as we've said every week, Newtown, I think, are the hardest team to forecast.
Oh, and a congratulations, of course, to Callum Morris from Gap Connors Key, voted by the Scorio viewers the other night as the winner of the February 2016 Goal of the Month, beating off two players from Carmarthen, Mark Jones and Kieran Lewis. Neil Mitchell was in there from Newtown as well, Craig Williams from Aberystwyth and Luke Bowen from Portalbert. Cracky goals, all of them, still available on the Scorio website and the Welsh Premier League website if you fancy look back, because there's no live game on Scorio this weekend. So, Jonah, what are you up to? You going to have your feet up, pipe and slippers, watching the egg chasing, are you?
It's the Wales against England veterans over 50s.
Oh, ah, yeah, you've been called into action. I forgot about that. A UK Gold filming that. They need a new comedy show.
Thanks for your support, Mark.
So how are you feeling about that? Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, you've got to, haven't you?
So we've got to give a plug for it. When's it happening and where is it happening?
It's at Ystrad Munich on Saturday. It's, don't start any of that walking football lag either. It's proper football. It's England against Wales. It's all, the old non-league lads. There's no stars there, no big stars there. So, but if you could get along, Ystrad Munich, it's Saturday, 2:00 kickoff.
Excellent. Well, I'll be looking forward to it, and obviously I'll be looking forward to the media reports about an old man having his legs broken in Llwynypia Hospital.
Thanks for your support, mate.